Version 3.0 was a different matter. It had copy protection and self-destructed after a single use. Infidels joked that it was classified most sacred, and there was endless speculation about its contents. It was known to contain virtual reality programs that gave previews of the Chrislamic paradise, but only from the outside looking in. It was rumored, but never confirmed, despite the inevitable exposés of disaffected apostates, that there was a top-sacred version, presumably 4.0. This was supposed to operate through advanced brain-man units and to be neurologically encrypted, so that only the individual for which it was designed could receive it. Use by any unauthorized person would result in permanent mental damage, perhaps even insanity. Whatever technological aids Chrislam employed, the time was ripe for a new religion, embodying the best elements of two ancient ones, with more than a touch of an even older one, Buddhism. Yet the prophet might never have succeeded without two other factors wholly beyond her control. The first was the so-called cold fusion revolution, which brought about the sudden end of the fossil fuel age and destroyed the economic base of the Muslim world for almost a generation, until Israeli chemists rebuilt it with the slogan, "Oil for food, not for fire." The second was the steady decline in the moral and intellectual status of Christianity, which had started, though few realized it for centuries, on October 31, 1517, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of All Saints' Church. The process was continued by Copernicus, Galileo, Darwin, Freud, and culminated in the notorious Dead Sea Gate scandal, when the final release of the long-hidden scrolls revealed that the Jesus of the Gospels was based on three, perhaps four, separate individuals. But the coup de grâce came from the Vatican itself.